A new survey shows some troubling misconceptions about cannabis and its influence on traffic safety. The research comes from MAD, or Mothers Against Drunk Driving, with funding from State Farm. It finds 1 in 8 adults admits to driving under the influence of marijuana. It also found 6 in 10 people don't view driving while impaired by cannabis as a serious crime. And it shows parents are talking to their kids about drunk driving, but less often about driving after using cannabis. WGLT student reporter Cameron Kelly spoke to MAD National President Helen Witte about the research.
Because there's so many myths out there that are just wrong and dangerous. For example, like the, it's not dangerous to drive. I drive better after I've been taking cannabis. And that is so dangerous because innocent people are being killed and families are being shattered.
Is there a lot of research out there about cannabis impaired driving already or not so much?
That's the problem. That a lot of states are legalizing this drug before all the research is out there. I mean, we know certain things. We know that marijuana impairs the brain and especially impairs the parts of the brain responsible for the way you move your body, for your balance, for your judgment. All these things are needed to drive. So there are certain things we know, but there are certain things that we still need to understand. Regarding alcohol, there was decades of research. And now MAD is pushing for more and more research and for understanding because too many people are dying.
How does this survey work and how many people have already responded to it?
The survey is mostly for information and to talk about what we know and what we don't know. We know certain things. I think we're getting great response. And that's the information. That's what we want to do is get the correct information, the life-saving information out there. Then people can make informed decisions. And if you make an informed decision, it may just save your life. I know firsthand because my daughter, who was 16, was rollerblading on a bike path on a bright and sunny afternoon. She was on her way home, close to our home, when she was run down by a girl who was drunk on alcohol and impaired also on marijuana, THC. My daughter looked up on that bike path, saw the car on the bike path spinning toward her, and there was nothing she could do but die. So I know that, and that, here's something key I want to say, is that what we do know is that the combination of alcohol and marijuana is even more deadly than the use of one. In fact, our survey shows that 1 in 3 young people who consume alcohol do it alongside at the same time with marijuana. And that's deadly. We know that that impairment is much higher.
Because that was one of my questions, was one more deadly than the other? But you explain that combined is even worse.
Is even worse. And because the research isn't there yet, you know, we know both are dangerous. So let's not quibble with lives. Both are dangerous. Let's get everyone home safe.
Cannabis being legal in so many states, including Illinois, will MAD change its name at some point because it is Mothers Against Drunk Driving? Drunk driving really doesn't capture the full, I mean, yes, that is the number one killer, as you were telling me. But, you know, like other things are also influencing drivers now, as in cannabis. So do you think that the name would change?
I think our name is so well known and understood that what we stand for, I can't see that happening. I certainly, of course, can't foretell. I love that question, actually. I can't foretell the future there. But I would say that we'll stand on our reliability and our integrity and what we stand for. Listen, alcohol is a drug. So is marijuana a drug? So Mothers Against Drunk Driving also could be Mothers Against Drugged Driving. I speak to people, well, is it going to be MADDD, you know, drunk and drug driving? I think it says it all.
You guys are funded by Bloomington State Farm. So what is it like working alongside an insurance company?
Well, State Farm has been a great help for us across the years. So we're very grateful for what they do. They have helped us with our underage drinking program and our underage drugged program. So they are our partners and our heroes. So we are grateful for their support because that gets the information out there. That's what we need to do, is so that inform people so they can make the good, safe choice in life.
That's Mothers Against Drunk Driving National President Helen Whitty speaking with WGLT student reporter Cameron Kelly.